Hello again, Nightmare Society. And if you're listening to this on Friday, happy Friday the 13th. And with that, I have a very special episode for you. I'm ecstatic to say this is an episode produced completely by listeners. The first one of its kind, and hopefully not the last. These stories, I think, are stories you haven't heard before anywhere else. A huge thank you to the contributors for taking the time to send me their encounters. Spooky Hippie, Brian, Yeti Forest Man, and Lindsay Del Rey. Also, thank you to Danielle Newhouse, who frequently comments via YouTube, and I frequently forget to mention here. Hey Danielle, thanks for sticking around. Also, we received some really fun, really funny, and really kind reviews on Apple Podcasts. You guys are amazing. Thank you, beautiful biatch. Lindsay Del Rey, who's also a contributor this week, Lena Howland, Michelle Drake, and John New. I'm so glad you all are enjoying the podcast, and I appreciate you taking the time to let the world know. I stan you guys. Now, on to the show. So get comfy and prepare yourself for another episode of
The Nightmare Society.
I've worked at my current place of employment in retail for about 4 years now. It's a large corporate company. However, to protect myself and the company, I will not disclose its name. Our location has only been open for 6 years, so it's a very new building parallel to a small mall that was built in the 70s. Prior to these buildings, the land was just a wooded area in which I don't currently know anything about. This is just to paint a picture for the story I'm about to share with you. Ever since I started working here, there's always been talk about our store ghost. Employees have passed down their own experiences of unexplained happenings to new hires as friendly hazing. Everyone pretty much shrugs it off because I work with many skeptics. I, however, am a firm believer in the paranormal because of experiences I've had in my past. I never really had hard evidence or personal experience with this so-called spirit until about a year after working here. Billy is the name we call it, out of respect. I'm not sure of what his true name was, but it's still better than calling him a ghost. Anyway, the first time I had actually heard or seen something paranormal in my store was one night at closing time. We close at 9:30 p.m. and are typically in the store until about 10 o'clock to close down shop. Our warehouse is located in the back of the store where most of the closing routine for my department took place. While heading to the back to dump trash, I had seen two of my coworkers bolt from the warehouse as I was about to enter. Both of them are grown men in their 20s. Asking what's wrong with them, they go on to explain they kept hearing tapping and walking in our AV room. Our AV room is just control panels to the TVs and intercom system throughout the store. Of course, I have to act like the tough lady and waltz into the warehouse past the boys acting like little girls, down the hallway to the AV room door. They stand nearly 10 feet behind me saying,
"You're crazy. Something's beating around in there."
To which I reply,
"Don't be such punks. I'm just gonna knock on the door."
And sure enough, I knock on the door 3 times. As clear as I have ever heard anything before in my entire life, a man's voice from behind the door says,
"Hello?"
in a friendly, nearly neighborly tone immediately after my third knock. Chills run up my neck and hair on my arms stand on end. I walk back toward the boys, asking them if they heard what I did, and they just nodded slowly as we all walk out of the warehouse without skipping a beat, completely dumbfounded as to what just happened. I know now, without a shadow of a doubt, there is something that walks our warehouse. I do not feel fear in the sense of it being malevolent or angry. I do, however, feel as if he is just living his life, walking around not knowing what is going on around him other than he has never died. Just living and walking the earth as he did before passing. We used to live in a pretty rural area where there's a lot of trees, some woods not too far, and cliffs that overlook a few houses and some more woods. I grew up with my younger brother. I'm the eldest, and we have younger twin sisters, but they lived with our grandma at the time, and we usually saw them during the weekends. Both of our parents work, and my brother and I go to school, so no one will be left alone in the house except us once we got home from school. Our parents usually get home by the evening. We were taught to be independent, prepare our food, clean the yard, house chores, etc. I can't remember what day it was, but it's just me and my brother at home on a sunny day. No school, so it was either a school break or a Saturday, as sometimes my parents would need to work Saturdays as well, but are usually back by nightfall. It was sometime around noon, and my brother went out to buy something from the store, and I was indoors as it was pretty hot outside. Sometime after my brother left, I hear someone coming down the stairwell outside, as our actual front door is facing a small cliff, so you would need to go to the back of the house and up some concrete stairs if you want to go somewhere. As a joke between my brother and I, we would usually hide on the corner before our front door to spook each other. So, as soon as I heard the steps going down, I hurried past the living room and quietly opened the door to get in position. I've waited a good minute until I realized that he shouldn't take that long of a walk. Disappointed that I wouldn't be able to spook him, I just went to check why he still hasn't reached me yet. But when I checked, there was nothing. No one was there. I even ran upstairs and into our neighbor to see if he went back up, maybe forgetting something, and saw that no one was there as well. He arrived a few minutes later. I asked him if he ever went home earlier, and he said no. Both being kids, I just dismissed it and didn't tell him anything. I can't remember how long apart this happened until something happened again. I was waiting for my younger brother, who went out to buy some snacks. This time I didn't hear any footsteps, but considering the spooky game we have on each other, I wouldn't be surprised if he was trying to sneak up and spook me instead. I was in the kitchen when I saw a shadow passing through the bedroom window, and actually passing through the living room window as well. Since I realized that I was too late to get in my position, I just went to the door and opened it for him instead, since he was holding our precious snacks. But when I opened the front door, no one was there. These are just examples of some of the weird things that we experienced when we used to live there. There was also knocking on the door at night, and when you open the door, no one's there. This happened at least twice, if I remember correctly. There were also nights when we would hear scratching on the walls from the outside, or someone, or something, hitting the window hard enough to cause a loud bang on the inside. Weirdly enough, all of these creepy things happened from outside, but never from inside the house. So I grew up around magic and mythology as a small child. My mother, who is now a Jehovah's Witness, was a witch when I was a child. She had a bag of runes, a tarot deck, and lots of spell books and ingredients for casting. I also grew up in a German household. I'm half German, half Jordanian, hence my father's last name, which was the only thing he gave me before leaving when I was a year old. So I grew up learning Norse mythology and spell casting. I never had anything paranormal happen to me until I was 15 and made a big error of judgment. I was home alone one day, and I started to go through my mother's spell books. She used to keep them in plastic bags to, as she told me, help contain their energy. Well, I stumbled on her black magic book, which at the time I didn't know she had. I immediately started to read it and was fascinated by what was inside of it. It was full of curses, hexes, and other spells purely to either harm people or to summon things most people should never summon. I called one of my friends on the phone and told him what I found. He almost instantly asked me to read some of it to him, which I did. I read him a spell I came across, which was a way to hurt someone called psychic attack. It would cause the person you directed it at to first be marked with a horseshoe-shaped red burn mark. Then the mark would start burning and would cause pain and misfortune to the victim. Well, after reading it aloud over the phone about 20 to 30 seconds later, my friend screamed in pain. I asked him what was wrong, and he said he had a pain in his arm he was holding the phone in. He looked at his arm and he had a red horseshoe burn. It worked that fast. But I didn't mean for it to happen to him. We just wanted to read the book and talk about it, but didn't realize the consequences of our actions. After I told him about the mark in the spell, he got freaked out and hung up the phone. Apparently, since I read this over the phone, it charged the phone with the spell. Every person I called and talked to over the next hour had the exact same thing happen to them. They all got a red horseshoe burn mark on their arm they were holding the phone with. So I stopped calling people for the rest of the day. Later that day into the night, the phone volume would turn all the way down on its own. I would turn it back up and then notice later again it was off. When night came and I went to bed, things got really bad. My stereo system started to open, change, and close the CD player on its own. This went on for about 30 minutes. Then I started to hear someone calling my name in the house from the hallway that led to my bedroom door. I didn't recognize the voice, and it didn't stop for almost an hour. This scared the hell out of me. This kept up for two nights in a row, and it started to get worse by the second night. So on the third day, when my mother came home from work, I sat her down and told her what I did and what was going on. After scolding me for what I'd done, she proceeded to purify the house, then cast a spell using words I'd never heard before while burning herbs and incense. She told me as we went to bed, if anything started to call my name again, to read aloud the verse in the Bible where Jesus exorcised a demon from someone. She bookmarked the page for me in preparation. That night, at the same time as the other two nights, something started calling my name. I turned on my lamp and started to read the verse out loud.
He shouted at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? In God's name, don't torture me."
The voice tried to compete for a few minutes by talking over me.
Jason.
My name is Legion.
Jason.
And he begged Jesus again.
Jason.
The area. A large herd of pigs is feeding on the nearby...
Jason!
Which made me think I was in way over my head, and that this might not end well for me. Eventually, after about 10 minutes of reading this same verse over and over while this thing was calling for me and my stereo was going haywire, it just stopped. Everything went quiet. And the stereo stopped and turned off. Whatever spell my mother cast worked, along with the Bible verse. But ever since that day, it's caused me to see spirits on a fairly regular basis. And I blame it on this experience. I grew up in a suburb about 45 minutes north of Los Angeles. It was a typical, affluent, safe suburb, which was great to grow up in, but insufferably boring as a teen. One night, my guy friends and I decided to go for a joyride up into the hills of the Los Angeles forest that surrounded our town. We piled into my tiny Focus and drove for miles on a windy two-lane road, smoking cigarettes and blasting music, just singing and laughing as we drove way too fast around the curves deep into the forest. Eventually, with the complete darkness, no ambient city lights or cars and trees creepily dangling around us, we all began to feel super uneasy. We had been around the forest before, but never this far. We realized that we had been driving for hours, which seemed impossible. Our brand new cell phones in my car began to behave really strangely. Lights flickering, phones glitching, strange noises. When one of my guy friends mentions that he had heard there was an abandoned power plant up there, and maybe it was interfering with our devices. Just as he mentions this, we see a side road where we could finally turn around and head back home. Pulling in, we saw an old, rusty, decrepit sign that mentioned Substation 5 miles, from what we could read, but the sign was obviously destroyed, with an arrow pointing up the hill. We all got out of our cars. Me being the only girl and my 5 guy friends excitedly decided that we should go see it, believing that the view was probably pretty sick. We walked a couple of yards and came to a fence that blocked vehicles from driving up the road. Suddenly, we started to hear strange howling and growling noises. All of us froze. It sounded both human and animal at the same time, if that makes sense. 3 of my guy friends decided to stay back at the car, adamant that they would stand watch for rangers, but I knew they were terrified. 2 of my guy friends and I began the trek up the sharp, gravel, steep hill. Me wanting to show off for the guy I liked. We all started off laughing uneasily, joking about what we could do to scare the others and distract ourselves from the uneasy silence of the mountain. One friend had to pee, so he walked a few feet off the gravel road into the brush. Suddenly, we heard a loud growl. My friend starts running back down the mountain, pants falling down as he tripped over them. The 2 of us remained laughing at him and brushing it off as an animal. We finally reached the top without further incident. A massive barbed wire fence surrounded clusters of old buildings and tall silo-looking structures. Metal and wires hung haphazardly, obviously disregarded for quite some time, which was also strange since people usually ransacked precious metals. I went to take a picture to prove we actually made it to the top when my flash accidentally went off. We both froze, paralyzed. we saw what looked like a human crouching behind a silo. My guy friend shouted,
"Hey!"
thinking it was someone messing with us, and I turned on my phone flashlight. That's when we realized it was not human. It had pale, white, almost translucent skin that seemed to shine like it was wet. It was completely naked and had absolutely no hair. It howled that human animal howl we had heard earlier in the night, followed by a group of howls off in the distance. It suddenly began to charge at us, running on all fours like an animal and snarling with drool. My guy friend and I booked it down the mountain as fast as we could, falling over and over, disregarding our cuts and bruises against the sharp gravel. We kept hearing the snarling, but did not turn around. We made it back to the cars and jumped in, claiming a ranger kicked us out while we were up there and that we had to leave. As we drove back in complete silence, a ranger actually did spot us and pulled us over. He reprimanded us about curfew and sent us on our way. As he pulled away, he rolled down the window and said,
"We don't bother them, and they don't bother us."
We said nothing the entire car ride home, and never spoke of it again. So, to the power plant adapted human animals in the Angeles Forest, I hope we never meet again. Thanks again to Spooky Hippie, Brian, Yeti Forest Man, and Lindsay Del Rey for their contribution to this special episode. I'm always eager to hear listener stories. You can send them to nightmaresocietyradio@gmail.com. Also, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for episode updates, and follow me on Instagram at @NightmareSocietyRadio and Twitter at @Society_Radio. Until next time, sweet dreams.